Gospel reductionism replaces the Bible as the source and norm of theology with the gospel. What would a gospel reductionist edition of Luther's Small Catechism look like? Find out in the latest issues, etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Russell Dawn details his journey from Anglicanism to Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're going to play our four soundbites for you. 1, 2, 3, 4. You listen, then give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can also email us with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send a tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for your soundbite there, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. We're giving away the LPR bundle package that includes the Issues Etc. tote bag, the Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crusum, I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Rebecca Curtis on the objectivity of truth, goodness, and beauty.
Philosophically, we talk about the transcendentals, truth, beauty, and goodness. And I think the problem comes in because beauty is the trickiest one of those. People disagree about what's beautiful, and we don't really have a good way to determine it in the same way as that we do goodness or truth. It's harder to measure and harder to define. So I think of the three of those, it's best to understand that beauty is determined by the other two. So we all understand this more intuitively when we can look at something like a thunderstorm that destroys your house. Well, was it beautiful or wasn't it? Some people think storms are very beautiful. They enjoy watching them. Other people find them terrifying. And another example would be, we probably all know people who are physically beautiful, but lack an inner beauty that is pretty significant to goodness and the truth. So I think when we want to define beauty, we do need to understand that it is a gift of God, that there is such a thing as beauty, but it's not something we get to determine on our own. It's something that we have to identify with reference to truth and goodness as we know them from Scripture itself and from who our Lord is.
That's soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis on the objectivity of truth, goodness, and beauty. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number two comes from Denise Schick. Here she is explaining what children of transgender parents need.
Definitely to create a safe place for the child. Now, we have safe places for anybody that's coming out in school, but what about a safe place for a child to go when their father, their mother, whoever is transitioning, and they're going through this challenging time, a place where they will not be judged for having their own feelings. They will not be bullied into thinking somebody else's viewpoint is the way they should be thinking. Somewhere where they can talk about their real feelings, talk about their real thoughts, and to be counseled through their grief and the loss they feel. I mean, this is absolutely devastating to a child. They want their parent back. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. I just want my dad to be my dad. I want my daddy back. Why can't daddy come back? They want their parent. They love that dad, the figure, and all that he means to them. And so all of a sudden he's gone, and it's not like you have a funeral for somebody that's gone and you have closure. This is an ongoing situation that child endures throughout this journey. So that they do feel that they are loved and to feel that value in who they are.
That was soundbite number two, Denise Schick, what children of transgender parents need. You can vote for that one on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week is from Dr. Robert Spencer. We were talking about ISIS in Afghanistan with him, and at the end of the interview, I asked him if he had just a minute of President Trump's time, what would he tell him about ISIS?
The Islamic State is just what it says it is. It's the Islamic State. And that is the core of its appeal to many Muslims worldwide, that they believe that it is the legitimate Islamic government. And we have to tackle that idea, and we have to strategize on ways to counter it instead of just denying that it's the case, which is what we've been doing so far, and just insisting that ISIS is not Islamic. It's not the U.S. government's job to do public relations for the religion of Islam. And whatever Islam is, these people think that they are Muslims carrying out the teachings of Islam. And so we have to deal with them on that basis, so we're never going to deal with them properly.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Robert Spencer, what President Trump should know about ISIS. You can vote for that one. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number four, then we'll take a break. We'll start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and your votes at our Facebook fan page. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Tom Egger. We were talking to him about, well, in this particular case, that phrase in the book of Hebrews, by faith Sarah conceived.
It is an interesting way that the writer to the Hebrews phrases that. He says, by faith, people did great things. Like, by faith, Abram left his homeland, went to the land that God had promised. And that seems like a sensible way to talk, right? By faith, he did what God was commanding him, was asking of him. But to say that by faith Sarah conceived, that's an interesting way of speaking. And yet, I think what the writer to the Hebrews is saying there is obviously through no power of their own. It's not something that Sarah could simply say, oh, now I trust God's plan and I trust God's promises, so now I'm going to conceive. It's purely God's doing. It's purely passive. And in some ways, perhaps this is the best illustration of faith in the whole list, that it's by faith that she conceives, simply trusting in God's promise. And as we know, Sarah's faith was no heroic faith. She laughed at God's promise and had to be reassured. And so it's a way of saying that simply by living before God in weak but trusting faith, all of God's plans were realized in their lives. It was His doing. Faith is simply receiving what God alone can do.
That was soundbite number four, Dr. Tom Egger, on By Faith Sarah Conceived. You've heard the four soundbites. We have played them. Now it's your turn. You vote for one of them to be soundbite of the week by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, the 23rd of August, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for soundbite of the week after the break.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union offers mortgage and auto loans, checking and savings accounts, credit and debit cards. During August, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to Lutheran Friends of the Deaf. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Good for you, good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, LutheranFCU.org.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's Friday afternoon, the 23rd of August, time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and an opportunity for you to win the LPR Bundle Package. That's the Issues Etc. Tote Bag, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Luther Rose Medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, and the Issues Etc. Travel Mug, Pen, Bumper Sticker, and Notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote on this Friday for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your votes, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis, on the objectivity of truth, goodness, and beauty? Will it be soundbite number two, Denise Schick, on what children of transgender parents need? Will it be soundbite number three, Dr. Robert Spencer, what President Trump should know about ISIS? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Tom Egger, on By Faith Sarah Conceived? 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's a vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hey, this is William from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I'm calling in my vote for the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. I'm going to go with the what happens to the transgendered children or the children of transgendered parents. That is definitely an issue that has not been addressed. As a worker in mental health treatment, many, many, many of the children that I work with really do struggle with, what do I do now that my mom is my dad or my dad is my mom? And I don't think that much is given to the impact that this change has on the rest of the family. If you, as a child of a transgender parent, say, I really disagree with what you have done with your life, you get lumped in with people who are judgmental and people who don't have a heart. And no one looks at the honest truth that this parent has made a decision based on what this parent wants or what this parent feels, without fully considering the impact it has on everyone else around them. Very much a modern day example of the emperor has no clothes. Anyway, thank you for what you guys do. Keep up the good work.
And thank you for your vote as well. Laura says, my vote for soundbite of the week is number four, Dr. Tom Egger on By Faith Sarah Conceived. As someone who has experienced miscarriage and stillbirth, I have a tendency to struggle with this verse. I often hear other Christians who have experienced pregnancy loss blame their losses on a lack of faith. Hearing Sarah's faith described as passive actually brings a lot of comfort. It wasn't what Sarah did, but what God did to fulfill the promise. Laura, thank you very much. You got that absolutely right. Absolutely right. That is the nature of all faith. Not what one does, but what God does to fulfill his clear promise in his word. Thanks for your vote. This one comes from Mark in Nebraska. My vote is for soundbite number four, By Faith Sarah Conceived, but not for the reason given by Dr. Egger. To me, this illustrates why the book of Hebrews is classified as being part of the anti-legomena, the books of the Bible that failed the standard test as to whether they should be included in the Bible. We don't even know who wrote Hebrews, which would seem to be an important factor in counting it as the Word of God. Regarding the example given in the soundbite, Sarah's reaction to God's Word, to her becoming a parent, is not one of faith, but flat-out rejection of faith. She laughed at God. I completely disagree, Mark. I think we can trust the book of Hebrews, and I don't think it's a reason to reject that. And in fact, she could not have conceived except by faith. Thank you very much for your vote. Roberta listens in California. This faith that Sarah had encouraged me to choose soundbite number four, in her old age, when things seemed to be winding down, she still wanted a child. She laughed when she heard she was to be pregnant. But what did she say? Shall I yet have pleasure? She asks. She still wanted to be close to her husband, longed to give him a son, and probably was sorry that she gave him Hagar. As she accepted what the Lord told her and waited, she and Abraham did have a son, the son of the promise. Jesus was his descendant through David's line. We can have faith like Sarah's. When we realize that what sinners we are and that only he can make us righteous, we share in that kind of faith as she did. Very good thinking there. Todd listens in Jacksonville, Florida. He says, I think the tote bag sounds nice, but what I really need is a new mouse pad. I won a package several years ago, but my mouse pad is now pretty dirty and almost dark gray all over, not white anymore. I vote for soundbite number 3 because it cuts through so much misinformation or perhaps disinformation about the agenda of ISIS. Our leaders are being blind to their agenda. It's dangerous for our country. Todd, thank you very much. We'll just put them on the list and send them a... I don't think we have mouse pads anymore. So we'll send you something else just to make up for it, Todd. Thank you very much for your vote. The winner for soundbite of the week is soundbite number 4, Dr. Tom Egger, explaining by faith Sarah conceived.
It is an interesting way that the writer to the Hebrews phrases that. He says, by faith, people did great things. Like by faith, Abram left his homeland, went to the land that God had promised. And that seems like a sensible way to talk, right? By faith, he did what God was commanding him, was asking of him. But to say that by faith Sarah conceived, that's an interesting way of speaking. And yet, I think what the writer to the Hebrews is saying there is obviously through no power of their own. It's not something that Sarah could simply say, oh, now I trust God's plan and I trust God's promises, so now I'm going to conceive. It's purely God's doing. It's purely passive. And in some ways, perhaps this is the best illustration of faith in the whole list, that it's by faith that she conceives, simply trusting in God's promise. And as we know, Sarah's faith was no heroic faith. She laughed at God's promise and had to be reassured. And so it's a way of saying that simply by living before God in weak but trusting faith, all of God's plans were realized in their lives. It was his doing. Faith is simply receiving what God alone can do.
That is the winner of Soundbite of the Week, Soundbite number 4, Dr. Tom Egger. By faith, Sarah conceived. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week this week. Laura, you get the LPR bundle package. Send us your shirt size and your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. If you're looking for a mortgage, home improvement, car, or student loan, check out Lutheran Federal Credit Union at lutheranfcu.org. Good for you, good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, lutheranfcu.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss one woman's story about adoption and reconciliation with Deaconess Rose Adel and Mary Cruda. We'll get a review of Stephen Hawking's final book, Brief Answers to the Big Questions, from Dr. Angus Manoogian. And we'll talk with Pastor Peter Bender about Scripture in the Divine Service. That's next week on Issues Etc. So she does laugh there inside the gateway of the tent. She has doubt always mixed with that faith, but she trusted the promise made to her. As the Bible tells us, she considered him faithful who had made the promise, both Abraham and Sarah. And we can consider him faithful too. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The third commandment teaches us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We do this when we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Jesus invites the weak and heavy laden to rest in him, our true rest, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This weekend, rest in Jesus as you hear his word and receive his gifts. If you are in Southern Illinois, you're invited to join Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt to rest in the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn more at trinitymillstadt.org.